Hello again, brothers and sisters of the Daily Respite. It's Pastor Bob, and it's good to be with you on this Tuesday, September 28th of the year 2021. Amazing, isn't it, when you think about the year 2021, measured by the life of Christ? 2,021 years since Jesus walked the earth. Kind of wonder what he was doing on September 28th in the year one. Right, exactly. Well, it's our 51st episode of Daily Respite, and we are in the midst of the forest with Holly Wharton, discovering what the trees have to say, and she's our translator for us. Today we've got a new tree, the Windmill Hill Hawthorn. Now, Windmill Hill Hawthorn that Holly's going to tell us about. So without any further ado, as Shakespeare once said, let's begin. First, Holly's going to set it up, how she got to this tree and a little background. Then we're going to hear from the tree. And today at the end, Holly's got a couple reflective thoughts or questions for us. So, she'll tie it all together then. That was the breath I needed to take, right there. Maybe another one. Amen. Let's begin. On yet another of my monthly trips to Avebury and the surrounding area, I headed straight up to Windmill Hill. It was windy, as it often was at the top of the hill. And I put on my windbreaker after climbing to the top of one of the round barrows and settling down for a rest. I sat in silence for a few minutes, watching a hare dart around the field, zigzagging through the grassy land, and then stopping now and again to pause and look around. It was aware of my presence, often staring straight at me, though I was sitting still. Once the hare had disappeared off into the distant farmland down the hill, I pulled out my journal, started writing. On this particular day, as I sat on top of the tumulus, I finished journaling and looked up, feeling drawn to walk down the hill a bit near one of the concentric circular ditches. I put my journal away in my backpack, got up and headed toward the northern part of the site. As I walked a bit downhill, I saw a lone hawthorn just beyond the field of round barrows. I had never ventured to this part of the site, and so I had never seen the hawthorn before. It was a small, gnarled tree, almost hidden from the top of the hill. It was sitting on top of a small grassy mound. Its trunk and branches were sheathed with lichen, making it look old and scaly. Faded, tattered ribbons hung from its branches. It had been used by more than one person as a wishing tree, though clearly not in recent months. Perhaps the most famous hawthorn, if you're interested, was the holy thorn that grew on Wirial Hill in Glastonbury. It is thought that the hawthorn sprang forth when Joseph of Arimathea landed at the Isle of Avalon and thrust his hawthorn staff into the ground, which took root. The thorn was cut down in 1653, later replanted, and then was cut down again in 2010. Its replacement was planted 2 years later and was also killed. We can only imagine the terrible luck that the tree cutter must have suffered upon destroying such an iconic hawthorn. The Windmill Hill hawthorn, however, was thankfully alive and thriving. As I approached, I got the clear feeling that it had a message for me. I sat down at the base of its slender trunk and settled in to receive its story. The hawthorn spoke. You are correct in saying that this is your place. This is your home. This is your land. And this is where you belong. And in the same sense that this land is yours, this land is for you. You are for this land. Everyone in this world has a land that is for them, where they feel connected, where they feel rooted, where they feel grounded, where they feel right, where it just feels like home. Regardless of whether they go out into nature and connect with the natural land, some people may sense that one place is right for them or not. But they can deepen that connection. They can deepen that relationship. They can deepen that deep sense of home by going to nature around that place and connecting with it. Connecting with the trees. Connecting with the earth. Connecting with the water, the sky, the wind, all of the elements. Many, many people have not yet found their abode, their comfortable place, their home, their spot in the world. And this is sad, because everyone does have a place. We understand that people make decisions based on the practicalities of life, whether that be finding a job, proximity to family, friends, other things, practical things. But we would suggest that if you have not yet found your home, your place in the world, if you could just travel, visit, go to the places where your heart guides you. Whether that be the next town over, the next country, or halfway around the world, if you feel drawn to a place, visit, experience, connect. And we understand that this sounds just a bit crazy because, again, the practical brain comes in and says, I can't afford that. I don't have money for that. What if I want to go to a place that is, as you say, halfway around the world and I just don't have the money? We would like to suggest again that you put aside the practical thoughts. Practical ideas, practical solutions, the practical problems, and simply allow yourself to dream. If you have a place in mind, start connecting with it. Go ahead. You can read about this place. You can buy books about the place. You can read online. You can do searches. You can look at photographs. You can look at images. You can collect images. You can make a collage of all your favorite images of this place. And connect with this place on a digital level, on an intellectual level, by reading. That's right, reading. And that will start the journey. There is a reason you are drawn to some places. And that does not necessarily mean that you have to move halfway around the world and live in this place. But perhaps these are places that you could visit. And once you make the connection, you may find that it is easier and easier for you to visit these places. And it is easier for you to return to these places. And it is easier for you to connect and feel that deep sense of belonging, that sense of, I am home, I am here, that so many people crave. And so, we would like to remind you that perhaps this path starts for you by setting aside practical worries, practical concerns, and simply connect wherever you can by reading online, by reading books. Connect, connect, connect. And perhaps you will find the ways. Perhaps you will find the practical solutions on how to get to these places and how to return to these places and how to perhaps one day even live in these places that you are drawn to. But it all starts with that intuitive nudge, that calling of your heart as it connects to your heartland, to the place where you belong, to the place that feels like home, to the place of your abode. Perhaps, perhaps not. But you will be surprised what happens when you answer that call. And we feel the need to point out, to recommend, to remind you how important it is to be still. Of the importance of being quiet. Of the importance of experiencing. So, when you go to these places that your heart is called to, do not simply rush through them like a tourist. Do not book a 5-day tour where you are rushing around on buses all day. Do not hike through the land quickly, trying to get to your next destination. But simply stop. Sit. Relax. Feel. Hear. Smell. Touch. Taste. Experience. Experience with all your senses. Turn up the volume of your senses and turn down the speed of your being. The speed of your action taking. The speed of your movements. The speed of your actions. Turn up the volume of your senses and turn down the speed of your being. Slow, 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 slow. and sense. 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 And sense. Sense the warmth of the sun on your face, the coolness of the wind on your hands, the sensation of light changing as the clouds move. Smell the freshly cut grass, the good and the bad. Smell the sheep dung, for they are here too. Hear the birds, plains, the wind. Feel the firmness of a tree against your back. Feel the softness of the grass beneath your hand. Slow. 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 And sense. 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 Become tree-like. This is not the first time that you have heard this advice, but it is good to be reminded. It is always good to be reminded, because this rushing around is a habit we see in many people, a habit that can be broken, but it helps to be reminded in order to break these habits. This is all. Holly Wharton adds at the end of this some reflective thoughts for us. She says, "The Windmill Hill Hawthorn had very practical advice. Do what you can to connect with the places you are drawn to the places you dream of visiting. Though I live in one of my heart places, and I regularly visit the other two, I also have elements of these places in my home and my office to remind me of them when I'm not there. I have crystals that I purchased in Avebury and Glastonbury sitting on my desk and on my altar. And I have photos of Avebury and West Kennet Long Barrow on my computer desktop. What about you? Have you found your place in the world? Have you discovered your heart place? Are you living there? Or is it a place you visit? If you have not yet found your heart place, your place in the world, which places are you drawn to? Which places have you always wanted to visit? What parts of the world do you find fascinating? And finally, what do you think of this advice to become tree-like? Do you find it easy to slow down and sense the things around you? Or are you constantly moving, taking action, doing things? Amen.